What did JT do? Say it with me.
What did JT do?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to... I've always said that. I had to think about what it was called for a second.
That's maybe not a good sign.
What do you mean? Branding. I know what I'm talking about. Of course. The rebrand.
It's the remix.
It's the re... She's foreshadowing. Anyway, today, thank you for listening. We are joined by the one and only, close to my heart, special guest, Indigo Jade.
Oh my goodness. Well, I should say long-time listener, first-time caller.
First-time caller. Don't lie. We've chatted for a long time.
Not with a microphone in front of us.
Everything you do and say will be held against you in a court of law.
I am prepared.
You are prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm glad you're prepared because today we're talking about someone who you may not know. A lot of people wouldn't.
And if you don't know, you are blessed.
Blessed.
You are fortunate. And we are going to burst that bubble today.
That's how it goes. But before we get into this mystery man.
This mystery menace.
Mystery menace. Hashtag it, trademark it, copyright it, sue me. Let's do a quick rundown of what's happening in the pop world. The pop music world.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Okay. We can't address the pop music world without addressing Miss Taylor Allison Swift.
Oh, she is practically the pop music
she
world.
She is the face of the industry. True?
True.
No, whatever lie. So, some people... Okay. We are Swifties.
Yes.
But not everyone is a Swiftie. And that's okay.
Like, you're wrong, but that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're wrong, but Indigo will.
Anyway.
But some people in the industry have called her out recently. Mr. David Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
The fighter of Foo himself.
I saw David Grohl and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Okay, I need to stop you there. That is offensive, but Okay. Continue. He was literally part of Nirvana.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Brad. Brad. So.
I don't know. I'm just a girl.
So, I don't know. And also, speaking from experience, as a child growing up in the 2000s Australia, whenever you turned on Triple M, there was a Foo Fighters song playing.
Fair.
So, I don't know if that's me overestimating the importance of Foo Fighters, but I feel like they were around a lot, against my will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, fair enough. But
he came for Taylor.
He came for Taylor. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, no matter what your background is, why are you coming for someone when you don't know the facts?
Because he accused her of not playing live. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, oh, we're going to play live. We're at the Errors Tour, as in Errors, because there's going to be mistakes because we're playing live. And I'm like, in the background, there's a whole bunch of empty seats.
Which, you know... Speaks for itself.
But also, she is playing live. And I love the subtle dig. Did you see what she said at her next show?
Didn't she, introduce her band?
Mm.
And she's like, they'll be playing live.
She's like, they'll be playing live for the next 3.5 hours. Oh. Big round of applause.
I mean, I think there are lots of digs you could potentially make a Taylor. Her jet plane, for one.
Yeah, that's one you can't really argue with.
True. But... Yeah, coming for her live. We were fortunate enough to actually see her live.
We were.
And she was great. And she was fantastic. Singing her little heart out. And the little man on the electric guitar was just shredding it the whole time.
Shred. Okay, context. No context. What's the word I'm looking for?
You'll have to tell me.
Word appropriate for the context. I don't know.
Consult your dictionaries,
everyone.
Consult
your dictionary, not me.
That is your homework.
I'll be checking it next week. Another person in the industry who's come for Miss Taylor Allison Swift is Billy Joel.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. If it's not Billy Joel, I'm so sorry.
I don't doubt that it's Billy Joel.
He said, and I'm not going to quote it because I'm probably going to get it wrong. To words of the effect, allegedly.
Yeah.
Who makes albums anymore besides Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo? Saying that albums aren't...
A thing?
A thing. And I'm like...
Brat says otherwise.
Okay? Brat! Again, you're a fortune teller because you just keep... You're reading the script.
I think that's the fact that we have come up with a theory that our minds like are in sync sometimes, because we do sometimes say things at the exact same time. Oh, okay, in sync. No. Foreshadowing.
No, I love it. And I'm like, did I read the article about this? No. I saw the headline and the quote. Was it probably taken out of context? Yes.
But even in context, I don't know how that would make sense.
No. And I'm like, yeah, like, what would the context be? Is he like saying, oh, only they make good albums? But I don't think that was the case that he was saying. Okay. Speaking of Brat.
Let's.
It's Charlie, baby. Thoughts, feelings, emotions.
Loved. So I had actually not listened to any of the singles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did delete TikTok, listeners. And that has deprived me of a lot of things.
Absolutely.
But it was also depriving me a bit of my time going down just like random scrolling situations. So yes. I had not heard Von Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole album, I think, is honestly amazing.
Incredible.
But when I heard Von Dutch for the first time, it felt like my soul had ascended out of my body.
I'm just living my life, Von Dutch. Put that on my tombstone.
He lived his life.
But past tense.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bradley, if it's on a tombstone... I would be a bit scary if it was in present.
I'd be living my life. But the big thing is the remix with Lord.
Oh my goodness. Of Girl So Confusing.
Yeah. Girl So Confusing, the remix with Lord.
Yes.
Part two, the remix. Lord's verse.
Stunning. And I think that, you know, I love Lord. And again, we have seen Lord live. And I think she's such an incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I was so impressed by was how her lyrics mimicked the style of Charlie's.
Yeah, whether it's not her style at all. Like, there may be some crossover, but really they're two very different singers, even though they get compared all the time.
That long curly hair.
Have you seen that interview where someone's interviewing Charlie and they think it's Lord?
No.
And Charlie just goes along with it. She's like, so you were raised in New Zealand? And she's like, full British. Like, yeah. Yeah, I was. And I was like,
oh my God.
But Lord's lyrics, that one line where it's like, you're just a girl from Essex or something.
I know.
I was like, oh.
It's so like honest and vulnerable.
And I've always said that.
You have.
Okay. Now.
Okay.
Something that I've not always said.
Oh, plot twist.
Justin Timberlake. Not always said that name because it gives me a bit of a raspy throat trying to spit it out.
It's like Voldemort. Bad things happen when you
don't say it three times. That his mugshot's going to appear
in the mirror.
Spoiler alert. Oh my golly gosh. So if you don't know, fair.
Yeah, honestly.
Honestly, fair. We're on just a strange side of the internet, but it's where I want to be. Justin Timberlake, member of, what was it, the Disney Club when he was little?
The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Thank you.
You said that so, like, triumphantly.
I was like, I got it. And, of course, NSYNC.
Yes.
Where he plagued us with bleach blonde spaghetti hair.
Yes, the noodle hair.
Permed.
Of course.
And now he's blessed us with something else. A DUI.
Again, I'm just speechless.
Let's go to a USA Today article.
Let's.
Where the first line reads, and I think is the most relatable thing about this whole subject.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about Justin Timberlake. Said no one.
Oh. Wow, the gumption.
And I was like, USA Today really popped off.
They really do that. That person cracked their knuckles and went, I've got something to say.
Justin has had a tumultuous past.
Yes, but I would say it's one that's gone sort of unexamined by the culture until like fairly recently.
Yeah, because it's been fairly...
like a sarcophagus.
Mm.
That's always been there, but now someone's come along with their little brush and they've scraped off the sand. And
wait
they've
a
gone,
second. Oh, what's this? Because from Justin Timberlake, obviously, my when I think Justin Timberlake before this,
okay.
I think Mickey Mouse, whatever the club is.
Which was way before we were born, practically.
Period. I know things.
We're young.
NSYNC. Terrible. The Janet Jackson incident at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And his relationship with Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Is that not four strikes and you're out?
Wait, was Mickey Mouse a strike?
Yes. But do you know more? Because I only know the headlines.
I do know a little bit more.
Oh, divulge.
Again, I will not pretend to know everything verbatim, but mm-hmm. an overview. So I guess chronologically,
yes,
we'll start with the Britney of it all. Because really, I would say the two like most problematic, even though you went for four strikes, included NSYNC, I will say the strikes are mainly Britney and Janet.
For sure.
And so basically, so Britney was also in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, she was too.
She was, along with Ryan Gosling and Christina Aguilera. Small world.
Wow. Okay, they really did nepotism, didn't they?
The Nepo Club.
The Nepo Club.
The Mickey Mouse Nepo Club.
I see it.
And so basically, so they knew each other when they were kids.
Mm.
And then Britney and Justin started dating. And I think it was like late teens. I want to say they were like 18, 19, maybe early 20s.
That young.
Very young.
Yeah, okay.
And they had like, I don't know if you like recall, but they went to like the VMAs and they were like...
Double denim?
Yes.
Of course, the iconic look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truly iconic. Mm-hmm. I think the word iconic is overused, but I don't know any other way to describe that double denim look.
And if you don't know it, look it up.
Exactly.
Right now.
Again, we are giving you homework.
We'll give you a second. Ding, 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 ding.
You good?
Iconic, right?
So they... I'm going to probably go in the order of what we knew at the time. So at the time, so Britney and Justin break up. Before they broke up, Britney had basically like professed to the press that she was going to remain a virgin until marriage.
Okay.
And this was like a thing that all these like American teen stars, like Jessica Simpson did it too. Yeah,
and what the ring?
Purity
ring. Purity ring.
Well, that was more like Jonas Brothers era, but still that was years later.
That's who I was thinking of, yeah.
Those rings. But it was just a weird, it was like, I don't know, so these girls can be like sexy, but they're virgins, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like it's such like double standard nonsense,
mm-hmm.
patriarchal BS, if you will.
Yes.
But that was sort of the proclamation that her team basically pressed her to make at the time.
Right.
She and Justin break up.
Yep.
I think, writes songs about her first. So Cry Me a River is about Britney Spears.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And also What Goes Around Comes Around.
Mm, yeah.
And it's basically like implied. He implies to the world that like she cheated on him.
Okay.
And then like after they break up, Justin makes a lot of jokes over the years about him and Britney having sex. So basically he did it on like SNL. Like he makes jokes about, quote, tapping that, end quote. And sort of laughing when a journalist asks if Britney remained a virgin until marriage. And he went like, sure. So I think that's a bit nasty.
Yeah, it leaves a bit of a dirty taste in your mouth, doesn't it?
True. And then, so he kind of said all this stuff and we, as a society, were like, okay.
Brushed over it. But I feel like because it was early 2000s.
True. Honestly, it was such a messed up time.
Oh my God. You look back at it now and you're like,
what did people get away with?
Oh my God.
Seriously. And then last year, pretty sure it was last year, Britney released her book, The Woman in Me. And she had some, I don't know if it was tea. It didn't feel like tea. It was just more her just being like honest, to be perfectly factual. And she says that like she got pregnant with Justin's baby and they mutually agreed to have an abortion.
Right.
And then while she was on the bathroom floor, to comfort her, he sat beside her and played the acoustic guitar, which is giving Ken in the Barbie movie. Can you believe that?
No.
Of all, like, I could think of 100 more helpful things to do during that moment.
That's, I...
Mess.
To say the very least.
Yes. And like, and they were so young at the time, basically, like, both of them cheated on each other. But he was the one that went like, Cry Me a River.
I hate him.
Which is naughty.
Naughty boy.
Yeah. So there was just, in summary, it was, I guess you would say, had a very sort of like disrespectful attitude towards Britney in the aftermath of their breakup.
Yeah. Because they've obviously built this bond from going from the Mickey house.
Mickey's house. With the ears.
So they're at Mickey's house for so long. They've obviously done that, basically just not lived together, but you know what I mean. Grew up together for so long. That there gone was into this intimacy. Relationship. Yeah. And now he's fostered this relationship of like, well, I can say whatever we want because we've been together all this time and it's fine. But it's like, no, you can't. Just because you have this connection with someone in this past, be respectful. Don't be a twat.
Yeah.
And you're a twat.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And I think Britney, like, everyone was after Britney in the press. And I think it was, like, funny to make fun of her. So she was an easy target in that respect. Yeah,
especially, like, 2008.
Yes. So.
And then Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Okay.
So, Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson performing.
So it was Janet's show.
Yeah.
And he came on as like a guest because Janet Jackson, her legacy has been like erased practically.
Yeah.
Because she was a big star in the 80s and 90s. Yes. At some points, like, so her brother is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
She was like rivaling him for success. Like she established her own name.
Yeah, for sure.
And she has some bops. Some of which Brad probably knows from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Absolutely.
And Coco Montrese.
But the thing that I think everyone remembers from that, and I think was a catalyst, big word, for the downfall, I don't want to say downfall, but it was, of Janet's career, like a huge hindrance.
Unfortunately it was.
Unfortunately it was, when it really shouldn't have, was when Justin pulled off part of her costume.
Yep.
And revealed part of her boob.
That had like a metal star on it.
How, and he claimed it was an accident?
I think that they were trying to say it was accidental because she was wearing like a leather top, a red bra, and then the metal star on her nipple. And I think they were trying to say, oh, we were just going to rip off so it showed the bra and we ripped off too much. I think that they always plan to show the nipple to be
there was something to be done, but it just didn't go right.
Because Janet was like a very sexy sort of person.
Yeah. But she, watching the video, she seemed surprised.
Well, she like grabs it. Yeah, she was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and can't blame you.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and it just, once again, bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, because then Justin, like, he releases like his own apology about it. And Janet is like blacklisted from music stations.
Yeah. TV. Everyone just like completely drops up.
Turned off. Yeah. And meanwhile, Justin's star pretty much like continues to rise. Like, and then only a few years later,
For some unknown reason.
For some inexplicable reason. Because then like a few years later, he has like Sexy Back, which I think is one of his like biggest songs.
For sure. Yeah.
And yeah, Janet's career sort of took a nosedive, which is so unfortunate because I love her music.
And she's so sweet.
Oh.
And then Justin's kind of been laying low. You hear about him every now and then because he's a Christmas boy, Christmas man. Because I see a joke. You know how Mariah has the jokes about, oh, she's getting defrosted at Christmas, blah, 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 blah.
And Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. See, he's just so unimportant in my life that I...
You're just like bland white man.
Was Michael Bublé in a boy band? No.
I don't think so.
No, they just look the same. They do look very similar.
Well,
except Michael Bublé is just in those bubbly ads now.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like, it's bubbly. And I'm like, it's... Stop.
That honestly sounds like something that would make me laugh. Maybe I'm the target audience for that ad. It is quite
funny. Okay, so what unearthed all this was the DUI. The story goes he was pulled over under the influence, whether that be drugs, alcohol, who am I to say? I don't know. Allegedly. Who am I to speculate? I'm speculating.
Did you see that tweet though? And it was like he was on pingers, ketamine. Like,
put it in a pop. And the cop that pulled him over, is this confirmed, by the way? The cop pulling him over and being like, not knowing who he was.
I've heard mixed things. I want it desperately to be true.
Whether it's true or not, I don't really care. So take it with a grain of salt, but it is so fucking hilarious. The cop that pulls him over doesn't know who he is. Valid.
Yeah. as we've said,
valid.
Yeah.
And he obviously knows he's messed up. And he go, and he just under his breath, I can just imagine him sitting there going,
with like,
this is going to ruin the tour. And the cop's like, what tour? He's like,
The world tour. And do you think the cop just went, okay, that provided no
that gave explanation. Me no explanation of, and in fact, it's made your situation worse.
I am even more discombobulated than I was 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, just like you're getting written up for even more for spouting utter shit. So he has naturally released an apology.
Has he? I heard that he said something on stage. Has he written something?
So he said, we've been together through ups and downs, lefts and rights. Pause. What are lefts and rights?
He's referring to his driving. He's swerving frantically across the road.
Like, I don't know what country I'm in to drive on the left or the right. And he says, it's been a tough week, but you're here and I'm here. Pause again. It's been a tough week, so go get a DUI. Why would you say that?
I genuinely don't know what to say to that.
Unhinged behaviour.
It's been a tough week, babes. I got on the piss and got behind the wheel.
What can I say? Most people do it. It's just the fact that I got caught and I'm a celebrity.
Literally.
And then he says, I know sometimes I'm hard to love, but you keep on loving me and I love you right back.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
That is unbelievable.
Who is he talking to? Because it's not me. I'm reading this.
I don't love you.
I don't love you. I think you're Michael Bublé.
I think you're bubbly.
I think you're bubbly. Boom.
Connection.
And then, so he's gone to prison or he spent a night behind bars. I don't know. Or he's just gone somewhere, prison. Come back. Prison, babes. Jail. No, I don't know. He's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
To be investigated. I don't know.
I think he, like, refused the breathalyzer and then wanted to get it done at the station. Because if you do that, kids, there's a chance of the rating going down.
But it's also 100% more accurate. So whatever true. It is, so you get nailed for it.
You're double screwed if it happens.
So whatever, he had a concert recently after that incident.
Yes.
And he's, like, walking through the crowd or something, or, like, walking through the seating, singing, if that's what you want to call it.
Oh, and he looks...
coked out of his mind.
He's sweating.
It's like...
pupils...
pupils dilated.
The size of Europe.
Eyelids red. Sweat dripping. It's like summertime in the desert and he's just seen a bucket of water. He's like...
the mirage is here.
Oh my goodness. And I'm like, either he's just like continued or he's had to have a pick me up after his little downtime.
Something's happened. Again, this is just speculation.
Speculation.
Don't sue us, Justin.
If that's just how he looks, then go get some work done.
You can afford it.
You can afford it. Surely. Oh, sorry. I've just found another line in USA Today.
Oh, this blessed article.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is.
Given Timberlake's past and perceived lack of authenticity in taking account for his actions, it's not shocking people aren't vouching for him, according to pop culture experts. Wow. So we're not the only ones. We are a voice for the people.
Well, we are pop culture experts.
And I've always said that.
We are part of that description.
Absolutely. Quote, in the case of someone like Justin Timberlake, where people watched him grow up and he had a fairly clean-cut image, people felt like they knew him and they were cheering him on as a person.
People did love him, in fairness, but I didn't.
When news surfaces that reveals his private life behaviour, his private behaviour isn't in line with his public persona, they're likely not going to be as forgiving.
Oh.
Look, I will say... the general public, and especially the internet, cancel culture will turn on people very quickly.
True.
But if you really look like back, like you said, like doing some Architectural Digest. No, not Architectural Digest. What's it called? Digging up bones.
Archaeology. Like Ross from Friends.
I never watched Friends. Well, That's another story.
He's an archaeologist. The more you know.
In New York.
In New York, babes.
okay. but yeah, they're like we dig into this and we go, oh, to B, to C,
yeah,
to D, to E, to F, to G. And it's like, JT, no more.
Exactly. I think the Britney's book was a massive part of it. Janet Jackson also did a documentary where she talked about the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And then I think the DUI, everyone's just like, well, the jig is up.
The jig is up.
The jiggery is up.
Because when I saw this article, I sent it to you so fast. Not this article, sorry, his mugshot.
The mugshot genuinely is hilarious. If you have not seen it, you need to actually look it up.
Once again, Google it now. Ding, 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 ding. He's staring into my soul. And I don't like that.
He is like, there is something so unsettling about his gaze.
So scary. It's like, are you in the Illuminati? Are you like one of those little people where the eye's going to go like that?
Brad, this isn't the conspiracy episode. But there's always time for cross-promotion.
Mm. Listen now. Available where all good music is streamed.
Exactly.
Okay, so in conclusion.
Yes.
What did JT do? Say it with me. What did JT do? That was too much.
Oh, and not enough at the same time.
And then drove.
I mean, that sums it up.
Pretty much. And it was the one time I was happy to see him in my For You page.
I will not lie. I had a little giggle.
I had a little chuckle. But it's one of those things where it's like borderlining, where it's like, no one died. So you don't feel too bad.
If he had killed someone, which he very easily could have.
God forbid.
It would be like, lock that man up.
He should be locked up. I mean,
regardless.
Regardless, lock him up.
For the ramen noodle hair alone. I think we still need to press charges.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'll give you a break now. if I see JT one more time.
Oh.
You know what? Actually, I have a feeling that this isn't the end of it.
Is this your prediction?
This is my prediction. Hmm. I'm looking into my crystal ball when I'm seeing JT not being able to leave the country.
Oh, a felon?
Is a DUI a felony in the States?
I would be lying if I said I knew what a felony really was.
I think it's just like a convicted criminal.
I think it's more serious than that. I think there's like a normal like criminal conviction, then there's a felony.
Hmm. Okay, but we're not getting into justice chat. That's another podcast that isn't ours. Okay, Indigo, thank you for sharing your love for JT.
You know, he is a Thanos level threat. And that's how I conclude this episode.
But who are the Avengers?
Brittany and Janet.
Brittany and Janet. I would love to see that. Well, that would be good. Okay. Brittany and Janet for the win. Hashtag we love you. And I've always said that.
Indeed.
Thank you, Indigo Jade.
Thank you, Brad.
Anytime. Okay. Find us on Instagram at... Find us at Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. We are now on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and wherever good podcasts are streamed.
Yes.
So, link up.